The first question, I believe, was directed to you, Kathy, so you don't get a break. And it says, and I think you alluded to this maybe, but how many states in America are making changes like these in their textbooks? And because you've been so public about this as a group, have any of them contacted you for advice?
Okay, go ahead, you answer.
We did hear from a group in Texas that was experiencing very similar and maybe even worse edits that were being proposed. Actually, in Texas, they were trying to create a requirement to graduate from high school. You had to be able to explain something really egregious, like you had to explain that why the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is the fault of the Arabs, basically, something like that. It was really crazy. But they did organize, and they spoke at the State Board of Education. Actually, I think they created a organization called the Texas Coalition for Human Rights. That was the last I heard. But yes, so there it is happening all over, and we do need to be active in all states.
Okay. How were you advised that these bills and referendums were coming to the floor of the VA legislature?
Well, I can take that. There is a it's a computer program that runs on the database for the legislature, and you can plug into this program various keywords. And if any bill contains those keywords, it will send you an email. And so we can keep tabs of what's going on in the General Assembly.
So I think this question was kind of in jest, but can you describe the level of effort it takes and the type of work you have to do to make these outcomes, and is it more than an angry tweet at 3 a.m.?
Well, it's definitely a lot more effort than that. It takes a lot of organizing, and when we've prepared, for example, to go to Richmond to lobby, we've had lots of conference calls where we've kind of organized our talking points. You have to set up meetings with all the offices. There's a lot of work that, you know, goes with it. And then it also helps to show up at town hall meetings and other venues other than just the General Assembly. So there's a lot.
Telephone conferences.
Yeah, and we have a lot of telephone conference calls within, because we're all over the state, so we can't meet in person, but we have conference calls to organize.
One question, maybe you don't want to answer this one. Is there any initiative that's coming up where you're going to form any other type of program that might be proactive as opposed to reactive?
Well, that's a good question. We have a good answer.
I mean, I do think both what we're doing on the VIAB and the textbooks is somewhat proactive. So this year, 2019, we didn't have an anti-BDS bill that we had to go and lobby against. What we were doing is lobbying for better review of the textbooks and for an audit of the Virginia Israel Advisory Board.
Yeah, it's a tough crowd. I mean, it's really happy with anything. Does anyone have any other question cards that they want to pass forward for VIAB? No? Or excuse me, VIAB, VCHR, about VIAB, too many acronyms.
Yeah.
No? Okay. Well, we'd like to have a round of applause for VCHR.